Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com. You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station. We're millions strong, with folks tuning in from over 200 countries. We are education. We are entertainment. We are the future of food. May is our membership drive. Become a member and support us while receiving e-newsletters, advanced invites, special discounts, and a membership card. We need your support. Visit our website and click the donate button to become a member today. Thank you for believing in us and enjoy the show.
Oh, well, I just don't want to tell you why.
As the central element of most American plates, meat is one of the areas most prime for improvement in our food system. But while demand for sustainably raised beef, pork, and poultry is booming, the industry is having trouble scaling. I'm excited to be working with Danielle Gould of Food and Tech Connect to produce Hack Meat Silicon Valley, an event that will bring some of the country's brightest tech minds to help bridge the divide between pasture and plate. I'm Mariana Kotlier, and this is a special session of the Heritage Radio Network. Danielle, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you're here to talk about the event of food and technology and how design thinking can help transform the food system. But before we get into the details of Hack Meat, let's talk a little bit about Food and Tech Connect. What is it, and what inspired you to create it?
Sure. Food Tech Connect is a company that produces news analysis events that focuses on how information and technology are transforming the business of food. So through our editorial content, we look at the emerging entrepreneurial ecosystem and innovation ecosystem around food, and we highlight the market needs, the successful business models, and the successful innovation models. And we also do the same through our events. And then later next year, we are going to be launching a members network to help increase deal flow and strategic partnerships in the food tech space.
That's exciting. So what inspired you to start Food and Tech Connect, and kind of what was the genesis of this cool idea?
So a couple of years ago, I was working for Bright Farm Systems. Now they are called Bright Farms. And I started using Twitter for business development and PR purposes, and got really fascinated with information flow as it relates to the food system or their lack thereof. People were openly sharing all of this information on Twitter, on Facebook, and listservs. And I started thinking, what if you could bring all this information together, scrape it all together to get a better real-time picture of what's going on in the sustainable food system? And so I started writing about it. And as I started writing about it, people started crawling out of the woodworks and telling me about what they were working on. And so I started interviewing them. And as I interviewed them, more people crawled out of the woodworks, investors and people from all walks of life, from health and the investment community, the design community. And so I realized that there needed to be a central place to feed this hunger for more information about what was going on in this space.
That's really exciting, and I'm just, you know, in the time that I've spent working with you, it's been really amazing to see how the attention and focus on food and technology has really begun to boom, and how increasingly businesses that maybe didn't think that they were in the tech space have found themselves to be working in that. I feel like that's a really good segue to talk about Hack Meat, which I'm also thrilled to be working with you on. And, you know, the idea behind this event is really to see whether technology can help solve some of the challenges in the sustainable food, or in sustainable food generally, but meat specifically. And this is actually the second version of Hack Meat. So I'm hoping you can talk a little bit about the event and what, you know, some of the challenges that that you're hoping will be solved through the tech solutions that come out of it.
Sure. So I don't think that we're going to solve any of the challenges, which are really complex. But what we are doing is we're breaking them down in ways that encourage entrepreneurial problem solving, and we're prototyping solutions. And hopefully the key learnings are something that we're able to put out there, and it's able to spur innovation. It's also, you know, one major goal is that we're bringing design thinking to food systems innovation. So design thinking is a methodology for ideation and for exploring new ideas and coming up with new ways to solve problems and create products that focuses on bringing different disciplines together. There's a couple of different stages where, you know, you're breaking down a problem, where you're examining the information that you have and then working collaboratively to come up with solutions. So some of the challenges that we're looking to tackle through this hackathon are issues around consumer empowerment. So giving consumers a voice to demand more, better meat in their grocery stores. We're also looking at how there's a lack of supply of sustainable meat. There's increasing demand, but there's not enough supply to meet that demand. So how do we get more supply? And then other issues around how are you seamlessly connecting data across the supply chain to make it easier for everyone working across the supply chain to manage information about the meat at their point in the supply chain. So, for example, we're working with the Butchers Guild. They will be presenting one of the challenges, and they're really interested in figuring out once they have the meat and they start to break it down into different products, how are they capturing data about that they can then share internally for their own reporting purposes, but then they can also share with consumers. And, you know, there were some really interesting projects that came out of the first hackathon. The winning project was called Carve, which was a Wi-Fi-enabled scale that captured data for processors about the meat that they were, the cuts of meat that they were processing. And so the challenge that was solving was communication, again, communication around the supply chain. Processors and farmers have a somewhat contentious relationship, and they don't generally talk very much. And so it's very difficult to foster better communication and have really clear data about, you know, once a farmer gives their animal to a processor, sometimes they're not even sure if they're getting their animal back, and they don't know what the cuts are. So the idea was that you had a Wi-Fi-enabled scale that would collect data about the cut, the date, you know, the animal, the owner, and then that could be used for reporting either to the USDA, reporting back to the farmer, or for inventory purposes, or given to the consumer. So that's one example of a project that came out of the first event.
So communication, transparency, supply chain management, all of those things play a role. So, you know, having one foot in the tech world and one foot in the food world, amongst the many other disciplines, I would say, that you cross, I'm sure you've participated in many hackathons and been involved, you know, and aware of them. But I think, you know, it's something that was new to me. So can you explain a little bit, taking a step back, what is a hackathon and why is it so exciting that there's one that's going to be happening about food specifically?
Sure. So hackathons have traditionally been these events where developers come together and technology developers, coders, come together and rapidly prototype new products or features. So they'll tackle a problem, and then over the course of 24 or 48 hours, they'll come up with a new solution. Facebook will hold a hackathon where they'll put all their developers in a room with lots of beer, pizza, and, you know, say, go have at it. And then a lot of features that are on you see on Facebook will come out of those hackathons. So they became really popular. There are a lot of different people that are taking the hackathon model and playing around with it. Why I think it's exciting is because it's an opportunity to bring people from all different disciplines together and in a very short amount of time, break down a problem and rapidly prototype solutions. And those solutions don't have to be, those aren't the final products. They still need a lot of work, but for an industry that takes very long, you know, R&D takes very long in food. And so to be able to do something, come up with a website in a weekend or a product in a weekend and then go out and test it is pretty remarkable. And the other thing is just getting people together that generally wouldn't be together and helping them understand one another's languages, how they work, and, you know, what it's been reward for the people who participated have found it rewarding to bring those lessons back into their own life.
Fantastic. Because this is a food and technology event, the exciting components are both relate to food and technology. Can you walk us through kind of what the agenda is for the 3-day event?
Sure. So how detailed do you want me to get?
All the way.
Okay. So we're going to have we're hosting the event at the Design School, the D School at Stanford. We're really excited that they are hosting us. And so Friday night we'll be doing a kickoff event where all of our stakeholders, in quotations, will be presenting their challenges. And then afterwards we'll have a great dinner where groups will be able to go and interview the stakeholders, figure out what teams they want to join. And people will self-organize and break into teams. On Saturday, we will have a kickoff where the Design Gym, a group that we work with that does design thinking boot camps, they will be facilitating the whole day. So they'll do a kickoff where they'll give an overview of their five-step methodology, their process. And then teams will start interviewing the stakeholders and other mentors that are in the area. Then that'll go on throughout the morning. Then over lunch, we'll have some technology partners that are presenting their technologies that people can use to build on top of. And then after lunch, people will be presenting ideas to the stakeholders for solutions. They'll be getting feedback. We'll be having lunch catered by all different kinds of great, all of our food will be catered by different local food startups like Kitchit. Over dinner, Google is going to be hosting a dinner for us where they're going to be bringing some of their food trucks there. We're going to be doing a whole animal roast as well. And people will work into the night until 1 o'clock. The next morning, they'll come bright and early, keep working, prototyping. All the while, they're going to be getting feedback from a great list of mentors that we have. Many of the food startups, CEOs, CTOs, or chief technology officers, their head designers will be there to be giving feedback from Good Eggs, AgLocal, Kitchit, Local Food Labs. Stephen McDonald, CEO of Applegate, will be there. We'll have lots of the Farmigo, and then Ryan Farr is going to be doing a pig butchering demo, and then finally all of the teams will pitch their ideas to an expert panel of judges. It'll include Michael Backer, the director of global food service for Google, Chris Constantino, and Bill Nyman, Nicolette Nyman, and a whole bunch of more people.
Well, I'm obviously really excited for it. So this is actually the second Hack Meet, Silicon Valley. The first one was Hack Meet New York, and it was in December. What were some of the outcomes that came out of that hackathon?
Like I was saying earlier, we had Carve, which was the Wi-Fi-enabled scale. There were a number of other projects. There was an app for labeling transparency, so to help consumers better navigate what labels meant in the grocery store. There was a scheduling platform for farmers and processors. There were lots of different interesting products. What's been exciting from the first hackathon is that both Carve and Slot for Slot, which was the second place winner, have continued development of their products. They've gone on to present their ideas at conferences and get feedback from processors. They're applying for grants. So they're working very hard to make their products a reality.
Fantastic. We're going to take a short break, but after we're going to come back with Stephen McDonald, the CEO of Applegate, who was a mentor and a judge for the last Hack Meet and will be a mentor for the next one, to discuss his experience with it. Thanks so much.
You're listening to Broke Down by the California Honey Drops on the heritageradionetwork.org. Stay tuned for more from Food and Tech Connect. Hack Meat, keep it locked. Special program was brought to you by TechServe, New York's premier authorized Apple reseller and service provider, serving creative professionals at all levels, from individual customers to Fortune 100 companies. TechServe has built a solid reputation in their expertise in technology, sales, and service. Visit them on the web at techserve.com or in New York City at 119 West 23rd Street. Learn more about their in-store classes and incredible insider program. Make stuff happen. TechServe.
Hi, Mariana Kotlier, and this is a special session of the Heritage Radio Network. We are talking about Hack Meat, a hackathon to reimagine the future of meat. And we're here with Daniel Gould, the CEO of Food and Tech Connect, and Stephen McDonald, the CEO of Applegate. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us. So you were a judge and a mentor in the last Hack Meet, and we were hoping you could share a little bit about your experience and what you found exciting about the event.
Well, the whole weekend was unbelievable. There's something about creative thinking starting Friday night and ending Sunday night that I think made this pretty unique. So Danielle was great at getting together a whole bunch of people that were interested in food and food issues and programmers and techies that could apply, who were also interested in food and food solutions, and integrating them under an intense kind of format where all kinds of ideas and solutions were kind of tossed around on Friday night, and by Saturday kind of shaping into a real problem. And then by the amazing thing was Sunday night, those presentations, which in some cases were active, live, running sites using different platforms, you know, in our case of using Foursquare, that, you know, didn't just point to a solution. It actually was a working app that was pointed in a very material way to what the solution was. So to see that happen over the course of the weekend was very powerful.
Great. What was your experience like working directly with the teams?
Really smart, very focused. What was great, because everybody was young, usually, you know, when you get used to business as long as I have, you have all these, you know, briefs and reports and analysis and meeting upon meeting. This was a full-on entrepreneurial seat of the pants solution, and it kind of made me realize the speed, you know, because we use technology, but we're obviously not in the technology business, the speed with which you can go from the creation of a problem to potential solutions, and people who had never met or worked together on any level aggregating around the problem and coming up with really big ideas and big solutions. So it's you know, my feeling coming out of that was I don't think in the food, in the fixes that we need to make in the food system, and there are many and vast, none will be more important than the use of technology being applied to not every solution set, but a lot of big ones.
Really interesting. Now, Applegate, along with the Grace Communications Foundation, are co-hosts and presenting partners for this event. We're very grateful to have you support us. But can you explain a little bit sort of what's the thinking beyond the or behind the investment in this in a project like this one, which is really meant to sort of bring new ideas to the table and create awareness for organizations far beyond your own to participate in the dialogue.
So what's the point of us doing it or being involved?
What's the driving force behind it, I guess, in an ideological perspective?
Well, I mean, Applegate's mission is to change the meat that America eats. And in order to, you know, to really alter the center of the plate, which is fundamentally what controls the diet, we're going to need lots of help and lots of solution sets. So we see this effort as being completely consistent with changing how people eat in America, along with, you know, other brands like ours that people become loyal to and kind of, you know, what we hope is that every time they see, you know, a purchase of Applegate, it's a vote in the right direction. So I think it's just part of the broader change efforts. And it's hard to find something that I think is going to, over the next 5 to 10 years, that is going to unleash so many large fixes and solutions that, you know, you kind of look at what Danielle's doing and you can't really say no to it. It's too powerful, and it's right on the front edge. That, and I think change in all kinds of companies. Once you see and experience one of these hackathons, I mean, you can't not, you know, engage in that kind of a structure and process. And we're actually hiring the group that Danielle used to help kind of run it. We're bringing them into our company just to kind of run and, you know, just to accelerate and speed up innovation and communication. So the process has a lot more power than just, you know, a meat hackathon, but it was just fun for us because that's the kind of world we live in.
Thank you, Stephen. We're really excited to have you involved as a mentor for the Silicon Valley event. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah, no, let's take this. I love that we're bringing some, you know, technology innovation, you know, around meat to the West Coast. That we don't get an opportunity to do that every day.
No, and for all the listeners, Stephen was electric at this event. He got everyone really pumped up and jazzed, and so we're excited to see what you bring to the West Coast.
Yeah, so for all the hackers out there that are considering joining, you'll have a chance to work hands-on with Stephen McDonald, CEO of Applegate, in addition to a very long and illustrious list of some of the leaders in food and technology.
I think the other thing that I would add to people thinking of going, I mean, there were some big ideas that were tossed out. I mean, big solution sets. I mean, there's a couple in particular, and I don't know if I should go into them, but I'm like, somebody ought to grab that idea and do it. So I think for any interested entrepreneur that has any interest in either food or technology, the ideas that go out there are just, you know, they're going to be game changers if somebody picks them up and runs with them. They're all right there, and I think the technology is there to do it. So just it needs somebody who just to kind of grab the reins and run with it. So I think it's a really cool entrepreneurial camp.
I agree. And this time around, we're going to have a lot of potential strategic partners participating as mentors too. So like yourself and Applegate, we're going to have people there from Annie's and Organic Valley and many other companies. So it'll be exciting to see, you know, what kind of partnerships can emerge too to help bring these ideas to fruition.
Very exciting. Thank you so much for being with us, Stephen. We're excited to see you out west in a couple of short weeks.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for putting this on the air and getting the word out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Danielle, to Stephen's point, he's talking about, you know, or he mentioned the need to take some of these big ideas and run with them. You talk a lot about some of the challenges that some of these big ideas face when they're trying to get to market and prove that their product is viable. What are some of the needs that are kind of still out there and are lacking to grow the ideas that come out of a hackathon like this one?
So there are a lot of challenges with foods, with building a startup in this space. First, food is perishable, so that's kind of unique to the startup world, right? And in most other industries, you have digital goods or goods that aren't perishable, they're shelf stable. Another thing is that food and tech is at this weird intersection where technology investors and, you know, strategic partners don't really get food, and then food people don't really get the tech world. And so there's a real lack of funding right now for some of the issues, and a lack of education, and that also goes back to a lack of education. And then, you know, it's just a really new space right now. So there aren't a lot of proven models. There aren't a lot of good exits when it comes to the funding. And then there's just a need for strategic partners. There's really slow, slow adoption curve. Their technology is kind of people are technologically averse in the sustainable food world. And so being able to work with strategic partners that can help increase adoption is really important. And that's one thing that we're trying to solve for too.
Great. So bringing a lot of big tech players and big food players together to hopefully create some cross-pollination between their work streams. That's really exciting. Do you have any final thoughts on what you're most excited for with HackMeet?
I'm really excited. I mean, Grace Communications Foundation and Applegate, they took a huge gamble on the first working on the first event with me. It was just kind of, we started with this little idea and it turned into something that was so magical and wonderful. And now it's inspired so many people and it's created all this momentum for HackMeet Silicon Valley. So I'm really excited to see, you know, what we can do out there, how we can step up our game and how we can step up the outcomes. And I'm just really excited to meet everyone that comes out. We already have so many processors and farmers and butchers and great developers and designers who have already RSVP'd. So I can't wait to see what they come up with.
Very exciting. I'm excited to eat a lot of the delicious food that's going to be there too. Yes, I think it's going to be fantastic to fan the flames of the East Coast, West Coast rivalry, both on the food side and on the tech side. And I'm sure that the folks out in Silicon Valley are going to be able to punch above their weight on both of those issues. Thank you so much for joining us. We've been chatting about HackMeet Silicon Valley. You can get more information at
www.hackmeetsv.foodtechconnect.com or follow along the hashtag online, hashtag HackMeet.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Danielle Gould of Food Tech Connect, and I'm Mariana Cotlier. This has been a special session of the Heritage Radio Network. See you next time. I just really want to thank you, because
of you. Well, you did. Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Heritage_Radio.
You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.